Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show. And tonight, what a show Big Brother was. And Jen's in the chat room. So I got to play something for her. So let me see what I can find to play for her since now she's there. And I was going to play something else. Let's play. Ah, shoot. Jen, you had to do it tonight. You had to come. I'm going to play this anyways. It's not what I wanted to play for you.
Write a phone now.
Tell me what you think you're looking at. So I think I'm Queen Elizabeth. And now I'm stuck inside your memory. That's why it's so hard to get rid of me. I'm incredible, so unforgettable, so no one can take my place. I'm unbreakable, highly flammable, so girls, get out my face.
Oh my God, I'm going crazy, maybe cause it's so amazing. Everybody in the days, and that's the reason why they hate me.
Like I was bustling, cause I make walking look like modeling. It ain't my fault the boys keep following. If you were better, he wouldn't be wondering.
I'm incredible, so unforgettable, so no one can take my place. I'm unbreakable, highly flammable, so girls, get out my face.
Oh my God, I'm going crazy, maybe cause it's so amazing. Everybody in the days, and that's the reason why they hate me.
Hey guys, it's CoverGirl Carissa Rosario, and I'm with Ron Rad, Cowboy and Friends, and you're listening to One Hot Roundtable.
Welcome, Cowboys. What
hey, can I have a tear crying moment right now?
Why?
I tell you what, I fell so much in love with Kathy tonight, and I'm tearing up because I hated to see her go, and it's seems like she's got the personality like I do. She loves everybody, and she literally could not fight because she didn't know that she was going home this week. And I think that is an awful way to go out.
I so agree with you, Cowboy, about the whole situation with Kathy. I really wanted him to put up Enzo or
one of his brigades.
Yeah, because it was time for him to, you know, flip on him. But I understand why he went the safe routes and took Kathy out. Because Brittany gets the head of household and you can take out Brandon. So, I mean...
Unless if Brandon wins the veto and then a brigade goes home.
No, not, wait.
Yeah, if Brandon wins the veto.
Yeah, because she ain't going to put Reagan up.
Nor she's going to put Lena. So she will put up another brigade. So a brigade could go home if Brandon plays the game and wins the veto.
Yeah, and we got a double eviction coming up this coming Thursday. So
right. Well, I tell you what. I was really shocked when I heard double eviction. I looked at my mom, and I said, she's going to have to put two nominees up on the block right now. And so I really wanted her to do that. And so I was really disappointed that they did not put her on the spot because I really like to see her make a decision right then. Because that's what happened in season 5.
That's next week. whoever wins HOH will put up two people right away.
I took it that two people's going home on Thursday.
Right. So her nominations will be a normal week.
Right. Well, I remember, like, in my season, I think Drew had to put two nominees up right away that
day. But wasn't
that
on the day of Thursday of the eviction show?
Well, it was a double eviction week. Drew won HOH the first time. And then, like, on Wednesday, I think someone else won it. I can't think back, but
yeah,
I know there was
two. They do it two different ways. And one is called, Paul's on the line. Paul, do you know, I know there's two.
They basically have labeled this double eviction a fast forward. And Brittany will, like Ron said, put up her nominations tomorrow. They'll play a power veto on Saturday. And when they do next Thursday's show, they will get up and vote one of those two nominees out. That person will leave. They'll immediately go to the backyard, crown an
HOH.
Do
veto.
Wait a minute. They crown the HOH, and that person is forced to think quickly and put somebody up right away.
And then they do the veto, and then they will do the veto that night. They will then do a HOH.
No, after the veto, they'll vote somebody out, and then they'll do one of those, you know, endurance probably HOH.
Oh, yeah, I assumed that we would understand that they would vote.
Okay, but two people will go home on Thursday.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Well, I thought so. I just, you know, I don't know. I know they try to switch things up. I know that in my season, two people went home in 1 week, but it was spread out.
Yeah, I think this is more of a fast forward than a double eviction, but they call it both the same.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, it's going to be interesting. You know, I love stuff like that because they have to think really, really quick and. You know, their blood is literally pumping so quick through. But I really wish that Brittany had to pick two people tonight. I would love to see her, you know, use that mind. But how do y'all think, or what do y'all think, she's the only girl left in the house? And I really honestly thought a girl was going to win it this year. And she has no chance whatsoever.
I won't go to use those absolute terms. There's always a chance, but it's looking pretty slim, I will agree.
I think that we called it a couple of weeks ago. I think Brigade's going to take one and two, just like the Horseman did.
I honestly think this season was going to be a guy. I know I picked Rachel in the beginning to win, but I really think the men stood up after the first couple weeks. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm still cheering for Brittany, but
she's playing a great game.
Hey, let me remind people while I think about this. If you have a question to submit to me to post to Kathy in my email interviews, make sure you do that. I put one on my Facebook wall, and then you also can do it via Twitter. And guys, if I breathe heavy or have, you know, shortness, if I don't talk, I have to take a breath, it's because I'm still under the weather. So just letting you guys know if I back off.
Ron, if I actually can you ask questions, or can you like say like encouragement words to her?
I cannot talk.
You can't say that Cowboy was with you or something like that.
I don't think I can. You could post something, or if you wanted to put it like, hey, this is. See, I don't know. I would have to think about that. I don't think I can though. Like I can say that you know, I know many house past house guests were standing behind you. Cowboy was one
right.
of them, maybe.
Right.
Or I could say, you know, something like that.
Why don't
like
you, Cowboy, why don't you do this? Why don't you, in your question, come up with a question and say, this is, or Cowboy was really from BB5 was really behind you this season and was wondering, blah, 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 blah. And, you know,
now that might be something I could do something like, did you watch BB5 and Cowboy was, yeah, if you wanted me to do something like that. So, yeah, that
well, I mean, and which her best friend said that she has watched past seasons and they knew who I was. So I imagine she knows who I am, so.
But I need it, anyways, just get it in, because right after the show, I'm going to take care of it. So I need it, like, right away, because I got to get it in by tonight, and I usually go to bed early on Thursdays. So.
Well, I don't see Natasha isn't in our chat room. She's probably a little sad right now, but I would love it. Seeing as we have some, you know, connection with her, if you might be able to ask if she has a question, I think that would cheer Kathy up.
Yeah, see, I know last week I mentioned Carly and Rachel's, and they deleted it.
Oh,
you know, that, I mean, if I understand. I mean, about all people, I mean, I play the game. It would suck to go out of the game in a way. I think it would bother me more to go out not knowing I could fight for, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
To stay in the game.
I totally agree with you. And I really do feel sorry for her.
And she handled it with grace.
She did.
Maybe they'll bring her back like they did Jesse. Maybe they'll bring her back next season like they did Jesse. I mean,
well, I think next season's gonna be all stars. I believe that with all my heart. You know, they're gonna have to. I think that it's time for one. And everyone emails me and I am me and says it's time for all stars. So I mean, I'm not the only one that thinks that.
Yeah, I've been hearing the same thing going around. I just have to get back to tonight's show. I thought it was there was some priceless faces on that couch. And he revealed that, and
Brittany,
I think
of all people,
and Reagan's was
Brittany.
Probably the best. And then I so enjoyed watching Brittany dance down the diary room hallway, do a little dance by the door. Then she opened the door and walked out like she was just calm as could be.
Yeah,
you know, honestly, that's why I played Rockstar. That's why I played the song Rockstar tonight was because. She won the HOH, and then her hair, oh my gosh, Brittany was beautiful today.
Beautiful.
And,
let's just start calling her Daisy Duke. She is, oh my gosh, I'd like to put her in a Dukes of Hazzard video, and let's see if she can rock it, but I bet you she can.
What did you think about the family videos tonight?
That was fun.
Well, you know, it basically how I took it was Lane's mom was like, bring her home, bring her home. So, I mean, that was basically a compliment to Brittany and her family, you know, that, you know, or Brittany, wait, I take that back. Brittany's mom was saying that, you know, they both liked each other. So it was like compliments to both of them.
If you guys want to call in, feel free to call in. Anybody that wants to, you know, talk about this tonight show, we have open lines tonight. Cowboy's here. Paul's here. Ron's here. We, the round table.
347-237-5506.
Let's say that one more time because I interrupted him.
Is this correct?
347-237-5506.
You know,
and
this is kind of weird. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just glanced at the feeds. I don't know why this happens to me, but every time they do these surprise evictions where somebody didn't pack, it always warms my heart to see everybody helping out and packing for their former house guest.
Oh, are they packing for her?
Yep.
Somebody needs to sweeten Natasha.
But you know, the thing is, Kathy was very likable. I mean, Kathy was the cowboy of that season. And I mean, I'm not being very humble when I said that on that part, probably, but I am very humble. But she was the cowboy of this season. Everybody loved her. If she made it to the end, she possibly could have won the whole shebang. You know, she was very likable. The only thing, she was actually playing like I was. I mean, she didn't win any competitions. But I don't think I would underestimate her. I think that, you know, she could have easily, you know, pulled through. Unfortunately, I don't think that she did. But, I mean, obviously. But I don't know. I just, I think that she was trying to, you know, float to a certain point of the game and then rock it, and it just didn't work for her, unfortunately.
Hey, I do want to say something real quick. I want to do something, but I will not do it, and I will not mention it until he gets into the freaking chat room or until he calls in. And just to let you know, don't even say what I'm thinking, cowboy. But if he doesn't come, we ain't going to even mention it in the show tonight. Because he better get himself in here. Because I want to do something for a person. And,
did you email him or anything?
Yeah, I wrote on his wall. I told him, but he says he couldn't come today. Call in, but he said he was going to try to listen. So he needs to call
in.
I wanted him to call in just for a second. Like,
right.
You know, just a quick.
Yeah, he's got his babies. So, but I mean, I know what you're trying to do. Real quick, while we got a little quick break off of the second, everybody, we got Vegas Bash coming up less than a month away. If you have not already purchased your tickets, it's time to get them and tell them that Cowboy sent you.
Yep. Anything else about, I mean, I have always had a question, and I know the setup in the backyard is not going to be similar to what you went through, Cowboy.
Right. Well, it somewhat is.
Well, this is where I'm leading to. I have heard at times in past seasons where people can kind of look at reflections ahead of them and see people's answers. And as much as Enzo hesitated many times, I'm thinking he could see what Brittany had already answered and was trying to decide when he was going to be different than her.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I've heard house guests past your season, you know, more recent seasons, afterwards kind of talk about that they could actually see some reflections. So I didn't know if that was true or not.
I don't think in my season we could see reflections, but I'm not saying that past seasons they've been able to, but I have to say for my season, I don't think there was any cheating or could cheat.
Right.
Hey, y'all do me a favor. Give me the number one more time. I'm trying to give out the number to a fan.
All right. 347.
347.
237.
Wait a minute. Start all over. Someone tried texting me. 347.
347. 237.
Yeah, but when I get disconnected, I can't pick up phone calls, and now we got a bunch of them. So let's hold off, and let's pick them up, okay? You ready?
5506.
Yeah, no more telling them the number, but to stay on the line, guys. You there, Paul?
I am indeed here. So you actually got bumped again?
Yeah, I got bumped.
Well, that's tradition for your show.
Not all the time. We've been pretty good lately.
It's not all the time, but it's something we.
Yeah.
My
switchboard lost me too. The switchboard was gone for me. I felt like Nikki for a second there. I made a joke. Yeah. So hey, 715, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
I am so happy.
Who's this?
Hi.
Oh, this is Tom.
Well, Tom, why are you so happy, buddy?
He's doing a happy.
I'm happy because Brittany won, and I'm a little bit sad though because, or not really sad, but I think Matt, even though it was a good thing that he used it to for his move, it also could, for his gameplay, it also could kind of hurt Matt's gameplay that he got Kathy out.
Right.
For the reason being.
What do you think it would hurt him by Kathy going out?
I feel, and I like Kathy, but I feel if Kathy would have went to the final two with anybody, I feel that Kathy probably would have lost in the final two. Even though Kathy is a better person, they all even had these conversations about it too, that because Kathy hasn't been doing much in the game,
right,
and she's been flopping in the competitions, and that's some, I don't know if it was strategy or not, and it happens sometimes to people who don't think it happened to, but a lot of people said that they wouldn't have voted for her.
So, Tom, did you watch season 5?
Yes, I did.
So you're basically saying what would have happened would have happened to me in season 5. Although I was a nice guy, I lost because I didn't win competitions.
No. Cowboy, you won You won one of the most.
I won one veto, buddy.
Well, I know, but that veto, that was pure. I couldn't have done that veto because, you know, my boobies would have been sagging to the ground. That was a tough competition. That was a tough competition, and you had your sister Nokomis, you had Drew, and you had Diane, who are all athletically good competitors. And you,
I love this
them,
guy.
And you were always up in, like, many competitions. You were up in the top two or the top three.
I was.
So it wasn't like a fact that you were the first two out. Like,
right. In other words, you couldn't put a label on him throwing competitions.
No,
you couldn't. Hey, Tom, I love you already. You're going to have to call into the show and make me have a big head more often.
he's a regular here now.
Is he?
So, yeah, he comes all the time. But
well,
hey,
I tell you what, I do want to know what you're saying. So you're saying that Kathy, basically, if she made it to the end, she would have lost, so they would have been better off leaving her in the game.
Yeah, I think she would have been that person.
There's all sorts of ways to look at it. Tonight could have gone so many different ways, and Heather did mention in the chat room, and I tend to agree with
Hello,
her.
Heather.
I tend to agree with her that it was kind of a safe move for Matt. He had an opportunity to make a big move, you know, by getting out one of the brigade members, namely Enzo, I think would have been his target.
Me
and
too.
Mm-hmm.
He did take kind of an easy way out. And as it turns out, the thing that I think pushed it through for him was the suspicion that Kathy was the saboteur, and so he could claim that he went after them. But now
also the pretzels, he mentioned
oh,
the
that
pretzels
sucked.
Tonight, that he felt like, you know, she should have told him. But, you know, I'm going to move on to our next caller. We got lots of callers. I have to push them through and everything, so I don't want to.
Tom, thank you so much for calling in. I loved hearing what you had to say about how I played. You know, I was a kid basically when I played that game. If I thought of what you just came up with, I might have could have won. So thank you so much for them encouraging words, and maybe I can think about that in the next season I play in.
Yes. Well, you're an all-star Cowboy, so.
We'll see.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. 972. Oh, wait, I just hung up on him because Tom hung up before I... 972, please call back. It was an accident. I'm going to pick him up, the next caller. 601.
Hi.
You're on the Rad Reality Show.
I'm so excited for the week.
Why are you excited?
Brittany won, and with all hopes, Brendan goes home first, and then on the second HOH, I don't care who goes home, as long as he goes home first.
So say your name and where are you from?
Keisha.
Yeah, I was just kidding. Say that one more time. I interrupted you.
Keisha from Mississippi.
Oh, well, welcome, Keisha. Hey, let me do something.
Keisha from Mississippi. Wow, I don't think we've had a Mississippi caller yet.
I don't know either. I was when she said Mississippi, I was thinking, I don't remember Mississippi.
Keisha, Keisha, I think you've called in before, haven't you?
Yes.
And I just have to say, I know we're talking Big Brother, but so happy Brett Favre is with the Vikings. Go ahead with your comments.
I totally agree with you.
Now I'm just excited, and maybe that I don't think he made a bad move, because all in all, what he was trying to do is even the score. Mostly what Kathy was doing is floating, giving false information, and just floating information through the house. She didn't need to be there. She, from the beginning, she said she wanted to make it to the jury house. She in the jury house. Let's move on. And then let the rest of them duke it out. They deserve to be there, except for Enzo. It could have been a double elimination this week. I would have been excited, got rid of him.
Yeah, I wanted him to go. I really wanted him to go because Enzo, I mean, just he was going after Matt. And, you know, I know lots of people don't like Matt, but Matt's starting to wear
Matt.
On me a little bit. Yeah,
what do you like?
Wear
what do you like, Matt?
Matt is, he's playing for himself. See, the rest of them are playing for each other, trying to help each other out. And see, with Hayden's playing all the cards. And see, what's going to mess him up is eventually somebody's going to have to turn on him. But see, Matt's been playing for himself. He sees 4 and 5 steps ahead. That's why I'm saying it was a bad move. He threw the competition,
no, I agree.
So he can play next week.
That is very good. He very much did. Yep.
Did you notice that he kind of like, you know, like gave a thumbs up, like he was happy?
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool. And actually, I think the 972 is somebody I want to talk to. So okay. I wanted to make sure we get to her.
I think this is a good friend of mine from McKinney. That is the 972.
All right. Thank you.
But,
hey,
hey,
thank
wait,
you
did
so
you
much
have anything
for
else
calling
you
in.
Say?
Bye-bye.
Well, okay, so it's either, it could be somebody else too, and I didn't mean to hang up on you. 972, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that wasn't very nice.
Is this Casey?
Hi, Mike.
How are you, girl?
I'm mad I missed the show. I had to go to my son's school for the meet the teacher and came home, turned on the TV, and my DVR it's not there.
Well, do you want us to tell you what happened?
Yeah, please.
Well, Kathy went home.
Well, I knew that much, but, like, what else? What was the reaction to the diamond and all the good juicy details?
It was like mouth-dropping.
Oh.
And it was... like, you know, they were all shocked, but they were all, like, and happy. Enzo could have maybe went up, but we think the reason Kathy went up was because of the pretzels, because
Julie,
he was disappointed.
Julie introduced them to make their speech of why they should stay and picked Matt to get up first, and he kind of started in a normal, you know, speech about why he should stay there. And then he turned towards Brendan and just kind of rubbed it in his face, pulled out of the diamond veto out of his pocket, and then Julie explained. And everybody was going, oh, wow. And the look on Brendan's face was just like...
priceless.
And then...
And Reagan started crying.
Then Julie...
No!
Then Julie says, here's what this means. He gets to pull himself off and... he chooses who goes up, and then the reactions were really mouth dropped.
What really was, and we've left this out too, but when he addressed Brenda, because he kind of like looked over to him, and he goes, you know, you did what you wanted to do, you put me up, blah blah blah, and then he's like, but sorry man, it failed. I love that line.
Not only that, now I'm remembering some of this. He basically said Brendan can't think for himself, that he, you know, Rachel decides everything for him, and he has no game on his own, and he's just
playing. Agree with that.
Yep.
I agree.
Yeah, Brenda.
That.
Brenda is pussy whips, in my opinion.
Yeah, big time. See, Mike and I have conversations about this,
no,
and I don't. I don't like Rachel, but Mike over here likes her.
We know.
I love Rachel.
I used to like her for the first week, and then I watched the feeds a little too much, and she got on my nerves, and I said, heck with her.
I love the feistiness in women, so she just kind of lights my fire a little bit. But, hey, I got
to take
like
her tits. Just amazing.
They are nice. I can't wait to hug her. But anyways, Casey, this is I believe this is the first time you've called into the show, and
yes,
so I got a couple of questions for you. One, and don't say this because we're friends, because I really don't think I've ever asked this from you. Past seasons, who was your favorite house guest? And you can say someone else besides me. It won't hurt my feelings. And then, who was or is your favorite in this season?
Oh, wow. Oh, see, that's a hard one. I don't have one that sticks out with all of them. I have a favorite from every season.
Okay.
So I can't, that's really hard. You know, like, I liked Marcellus. He was awesome. I liked you, of course. Let's see. Oh, my gosh, I can't even think. You put me on the spot on that one. But this season, I'm going for either Brittany or Reagan, because I think, yeah, Brittany, you know, sits there and talks behind people's back, but she's the only one that's really being honest and playing it, just like Reagan. Matt's a little snake in the grass. I think the comment about his wife being sick, I think that was sick and disgusting, and I don't like liars, and, you know, a game is a game, but to bring something like that to the table is just wrong.
There are a lot of people in your court, but then there's the other side of it too. So I've heard both sides where people.
Yeah, I'm at a point where Matt's lie, it wasn't that big of a deal, in my opinion. She knows about it, and
actually,
she even
like,
said herself she didn't agree with it.
She even said herself
that she didn't like it.
They had a piece with her on early in the season, and she said that she did not know ahead of time that he was going to do that.
Correct, but when she found out about it, she didn't like it.
Right.
Is what I remember, and I don't know. I think he's a strong player, and I like Lane too, but maybe that's just because, you know, Texas, who knows.
Right.
But I think Matt's going to probably pull this one off, because he's winning the competition.
He's playing an incredible game. From the brigade, he's probably playing the better game of the four.
I will definitely agree with that.
But I will say a brigade member will take one and two, just like the Horsemen did in season five.
I agree
with that. I don't know about that, Cowboy.
Buddy, look at the numbers. There's still four brigades left. I mean, Brittany and Reagan would just literally have to pull something out of their crack. I mean, literally.
All right.
Yeah,
Matt will
back off, I think, of the brigade.
Yep.
He sees true colors, and he knows. So I agree with you. Don't get me wrong. I've said this from the beginning. I've agreed with you. I think the two will do it. I've always thought it was going to be Lane and Hayden, personally, when I saw the brigade together, or Matt and Hayden, because I think Hayden will be the one going in, and he will win. But I think Matt sees the true colors this week. So he got rid of Kathy because it was a safe bet.
All right, let me throw this. I agree with you, Ron. Let me throw this out to you. Because of the way things worked out this week, Matt now realizes he's number four. If you want to look at the brigade, the four people in the brigade, he's number four. They were ready to vote his ass out. Number one with? He's number one with Reagan.
Yep.
You know, I was telling Mike just the other day that I felt when he used the diamond power veto that he was going to take off Kathy, and then he's going to turn around and he's going to turn on the horsemen because they are starting to turn on him, and because he's not stupid, he can see it.
Yep. She called them the horsemen. I love it. It's a game. I'm laughing just because I do it too.
You know, they are turning on him. You know, he's seeing it, and now he's going to end up, he's definitely got people behind him now. And I think he will go to the end. I really do. If he can talk the game the way he's been talking it this whole time, I think he'll go to the end.
You know, I like to say this. You know, it takes one person in the Alliance to turn. And in my season, and I'm sorry, I'm comparing the horsemen with the brigade. I mean, obviously, it's 4-4. And it's so tough. I think that Ron or Paul said this. It's hard to have 4 in an alliance and actually make it to the end because it gets rocky. You know, there's so many differences. In the horsemen, I will say that if Drew did not turn on Jace and take Diane off that week, we could have, I mean, literally made it farther in the game.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
See, again, I have to say, you know, I did make it to the end. So it's like one of them things where, you know, that was the goal for me to go in. You know, I was fighting for my family. And that's where you've got to, people say, how can you fall in love and all this, you know, and all, you know, you have to, before you go to play that game, you've got to put everything aside, and you've got to say, what am I actually fighting for? You know, and I said, you know, I'm fighting for my family. However, when I got in there, just the type of person I am, and Casey, you'll be able to vouch for this, you know, in this southern part, you know, when we give someone's word, you know, that means $1 million. And
yeah.
That took me for a loop when Drew turned on Jace, you know, because when, you know, we give someone's word, that means $1 million.
Yep. And for some unknown reason, I don't know if this is why my DVR didn't record, but I just came back into my bedroom and Big Brother's on right now. And I think it's because
sweet.
I maybe have my TV on pause. I don't know.
Okay.
This is cool. So now I actually get to watch it, and I don't have to chew it on the internet.
That's awesome.
Hey, but there's a bunch of stuff that you guys got me not wanting to say, because, like, Lane and Enzo hasn't won something yet, and that's where the problem I think is going to lie with, also with the Brigade, is because they haven't won nothing. Matt sees that he's carrying them. That's one reason he wanted to lose tonight. And again, Casey, you might want to go ahead and hang up because I'm about ready to talk about the show now that maybe you can watch it. But the one reason Matt, I think, wanted to lose tonight, or do you want to hear the spoiler? Are you okay?
Yeah, go ahead. I already know. So, yeah.
Okay. So, like, Matt kind of, it was Enzo, Lane, and Brittany at the end with Matt. And Matt kind of wanted to lose because he wanted to make the decision to get rid of Brenda. So here's the deal. I really think he knows that Lane and Enzo have been coattailing on the Brigade. Hayden has won one thing, so I can't say he. But Matt's won 2 HOHs. He's kept on winning other stuff. He's done the stuff that he needs to do. So I really do think Matt will break off and go with Brittany and
without a doubt.
And that's why, Cowboy, your theory of having 2 guys in the inn from the Brigade ain't gonna happen.
See, but I feel
Ron, just so you know, I need to go and do something about 5 minutes. I'm gonna actually put someone special to me. We've never had her on the show. My mom's been watching the show with me this whole season.
Mom.
So I'm going to put Mom on, and she's going to tell you what she thinks of this season. There's no telling what she will say. But I need to do something for 5 minutes. But here is my mother. You can all call her Christine. Here she is.
So do you have to go stir the...
hi, fans.
Hello, it's Christine.
Hi.
How are you doing? My name is Ron.
I'm doing real good.
You probably heard about me.
Hello. Well, at least this time I've got my voice. The first time in the season Mike was on there, I had lost my vocal cords for a while. And this is the first time I've been able to talk since I had it operated on.
So,
but
who,
I just love
the
season.
Who's your favorite?
Oh, let's see. I think my favorite is Lane.
You like Lane? Why do you like Lane?
Because Lane is the Texas boy. And
see, I'm right there with you, Mama. I'm right there with you, Texas boy.
Yes. I love that boy. I mean, I just, you know, it's just something about him. I mean, it's not, to me, he don't act like a backstabber real bad, you know. And there's a lot of that that goes on in the house.
Are you ready to go to Vegas this year to meet everyone? I hear that you're going to go to Vegas with us.
Yes, I can't wait. I mean, it's just, just every day I count it because I got to go to Oregon, you know, up there at McKenzie Lake.
Right.
Oh, it was just wonderful meeting some of the kids up there, you know, and they all call me Mom.
Okay, I have to ask a question. Other than Cowboy, because we know Cowboy's your favorite all-time Big Brother person, who's your favorite Big Brother person that you love to watch in the past?
Oh, let me see. That's kind of hard to say. Gosh. He was one of the four horsemen.
Drew? Chase?
No.
Scott?
I think the word a cowboy hat. Maybe goes by the name of Cowboy.
I think he was the limit.
Yeah. Who was the other cowboy, four horsemen that come to your wedding?
It was Drew, Scott, and Jay's.
Savage. Yeah,
Savage.
Savage. The minute he got here, you know, I told him I'd take a bubble bath with him anytime he wanted to.
That's cool.
I kind of embarrassed him, but, you know, I think he knows that's where Mike gets all his humor from.
Yeah, this is great. I've never had an opportunity to talk to you before, and it's been a pleasure talking to you because I've heard a lot about you. Me and Mike talks about our moms all the time. My mom was put in the nursing home this year, and it's been a rough year for me. Yeah, but she loves Big Brother too, and when he was telling me you two were watching Big Brother all the time, I'm so glad
he is
so great. Is he back? Is he ready to come back?
Yes, he's coming back in the parking lot right now and everything. I love to come out and watch the stars and everything and watch the clouds. But here's my cowboy. And it was great talking to y'all.
Thanks, Christine.
For the people
hope to
that
see y'all in Vegas.
Yeah, I can't wait
see
to meet
soon,
you,
Mama.
We're gonna be driving together. You're gonna be driving with me, so it's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be great.
I can't wait.
For
the people that are listening and wondering who this was, that was Cowboy's mom. So
here's Cowboy.
All right, guys. So she's crazy, but yeah, y'all get to meet her in Vegas. She's talking me into taking her to Vegas with me. So
yeah, we were talking about that.
Oh, like she had to twist your arm, Mike. Right?
She really did.
You know what? I tell you what. She went with me 2 years ago to Kale's, and she had a ball. And you know, my Big Brother people literally took her in and just loved on her. And so that's one thing I love about the Big Brother family. We're all one big family when it comes to our moms and dads. You know, we all welcome all. And so she's going to go to Vegas with me in September. We're actually driving 18 and a half hours. So I'm curious to see. She thinks that she can take that trip. So we'll see. We'll see how much she can
play. We'll walk. Me and we'll have to get out and walk. But we'll
We will. But, I mean, it's still an 18 and a half hour drive.
Hey,
I don't
cowboy.
Know if you guys are watching the
cowboy.
Feed right now.
Hey, cowboy.
Yeah.
Let me do something real quick, too, because there's some people that are new to the show, and they haven't had a chance.
Oh, welcome to the new people.
I mean, no, they're new to the show, meaning they haven't had a chance to hear my mom's voice, and they know all about her.
Your sweet mommy, yes.
Let me play one of her clips from last season, and let people hear her. I know Christina hasn't had a chance, you know, that calls in all the time. So let me play a clip real quick for the people that
hey.
Okay.
I don't know if
segment
you guys
number
watching.
Three of Mom's Report on Big Brother. Hey, Mom.
Hi, everybody.
So how are you doing tonight, Mom? You ready for Big Brother tonight? So who do you like still in the Big Brother house?
I still like Jeff and Jordan.
Okay, so you still like Jeff and Jordan. But Ronnie is head of household. What do you think about his head of household?
Well, I think he needs to make his own decisions and other people need to not interfere in it. They could ask him for some advice, but he should just mainly make his own decisions.
Yeah, the thing is he's asking people and he's not listening, but he's listening to one side of the house and it's more like a bulliness, so that was kind of rough. But he needs to make his own decision in the end. But, okay, the last question for the night is, who do you want to go home? I know you're a Jordan fan, but Laura's not been bad. She's from Atlanta. So who do you want?
I still want Laura to go home. I want to keep Jordan there. She's been my favorite all along, and I hope she gets to stay. I hope that she don't have to end up having to go home.
So you want to say goodbye to everyone?
Yeah. Bye, everybody. Have a good evening.
I love your mommy.
I don't know if you guys are watching the feeds, but Tom the North Star has a really good idea. He said that you guys should do a show dedicated to the moms.
Oh.
I think that is an amazing idea.
You know what? I tell you what. Ron and myself are both mommy boys. We'll say that. And if anyone has not heard my Valentine show, it's probably still in the archives. But Ron, is it still there?
Ron has left us for a moment, but it was on February 13th. It was the day before Valentine's Day. So
yeah, it was February 13th. We put on a great show, but Ron and I tell you what, we might do what we did for Valentine's Day. We might get together and put a show for moms. I think that would be awesome. And maybe we can get moms from reality stars to call in and talk about their babies. That would be amazing. That's a great idea.
Great idea.
Or
yeah,
well, we need to,
even
we need
for
to do
Mother's
that more
Day.
Often.
Even
oh,
for Mother's
yeah,
Day, guys.
That, Mother's Day.
That would be
yeah,
even
be
better
great.
Than Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I think we should do the Valentine's show like we did last year. But that would be cool. And we should do more of these. We do them anyways, kind of, but you know, Thanksgiving, we will put together a Thanksgiving show and
right.
Everything. But
Who usually does the Thanksgiving with you? Is it Michelle?
No, you can't. I mean, we'll just whatever, whoever.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Okay.
I think you did it last year with me, actually.
Did I?
So, yeah.
I know we did the Valentine's special. That was something that I wanted to dedicate for somebody. And, you know, it was, I think, probably one of the best shows we had. We had Jeff and Jordan call in. We had a record amount of call-ins, so it was a real good turnout.
Yeah. Okay, so, we have other callers, and I have a special person on the phone line. So I'm going to move on. It's Casey, right? I'm
yeah.
Him. Bad day. So,
can we keep Casey on the line to meet this person? Because she's never met the person that I think's calling in, and
okay, yeah.
I'd like for them to meet.
Okay, yeah, we can do that and everything.
Unless if it's going to overrun the lines.
No, it's okay. That's not why I'm having a hard time over here tonight. Everything's messing up on me.
Okay.
Yeah, he hung up on me, remember?
No, that wasn't
absolutely
my fault. I'll hang up again if I wanted to, but I'm just joking.
Hey, Ron, so
you
know.
Have no way to get on you about that one.
So, Ron, so you know, Casey lives about 45 minutes away from me. She became one of my good friends, and I've invited her and her husband to come to Vegas, but we're waiting on a few things to see if we can make that happen.
Let's go. Okay, so you guys ready? Cowboy, you ready to do what I want to do?
Let's do it, buddy.
You're gonna join in. Paul, you're going to join in too, right? Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday to you, Marky. Happy
birthday to you, Alan. It's Alan. Alan, happy birthday. That was the most worst.
Well, it was the thought that counted, Alan. It was pretty bad, I admit it.
You know what? I tell you what. I know this was Ron's idea to get you on the show, but as your good friend and roommate, I want to say it's been a great year. I came into your house a year ago, actually this last week. And we've had some great adventures, and we're still going to have many more adventures to come. And
okay,
I think we're about ready to have a big one. And I'm a little scared.
2 minutes, pug.
I'm a little scared to have the adventure. You might have a draft in the back with me here.
I love it. Hey, you know what? We will be bringing Gertrude Jr. We will. Matter of fact, Gertrude Jr. actually stays with Alan right now, and Gertrude Jr. will be coming along on the trip. There's no telling where Gertrude will be taking.
You know what's funny? I just thought about something. When we go around Vegas and stuff, I'm gonna set her up and just take random pictures of her, like the Vegas sign and shit like that.
And then
we're gonna have like a Gertrude page or something like that where you can go look at pictures that Gertrude's going.
Hey, Casey,
yeah.
So you know, Gertrude, we did a trip in April. We do it every April, and this is something that you're welcome to go to as well. Do you remember Kel from season 8?
Of course.
Okay, she puts on an event every year at her place, and we went this last April. And we was in a room that there was a huge statue of a giraffe. Well, this is like a wooden giraffe, like handcrafted, whatever. And we pranked each other. We stuck Gertrude in our beds. We put Gertrude in the corner. It was hilarious. So you never know what's going to happen.
One night I got up before everybody, and they had a big-ass flat-screen TV, but it was one that was hung up on the wall. So when everybody was asleep, I went and got her, and I put her standing up like she was watching TV, and then I'd wait to hear everybody laughing when they woke up because they knew what it was doing.
Oh, my gosh.
So I went to Walmart, and I actually saw a stuffed animal of a giraffe, and so I bought it. So what we're going to do is, Alan kind of mentioned, we may do the travels of Gertrude Jr., and everybody can keep up with the story through Facebook, because we'll take a laptop with us, and we probably will hit some Wi-Fi.
We can do the Rad Reality Show. We'll even do like kind of funny things, and we'll do it on my webpage, for people can find it on my webpage. And every time we stop at a Wi-Fi place, or I might even try to get it. We'll take care of it, because I'm going to be with you guys. You know me, Mr. Tech Guy. We'll do it on the webpage, and we'll
That'd
do
awesome.
Like the traveling of the round table. Hey, but I have to pick somebody else up, So I'm going to have to let Casey go, but I was glad that she was able to meet.
Casey, this is Alan. Alan, this is Casey. Her husband's the one that does the tattoos.
Oh, okay, okay. I look forward to meeting you. Hope we have a good time on our way to Vegas.
I don't think we're going to be able to make it. I'm not going to be able to get a babysitter for a week.
I understand. I've got four kids
as
well.
You can always come. You don't have to come for the whole week. Just if you can get out there.
Yeah, but I was gonna ride with you guys.
We were gonna try to take a couple of vehicles, and they were gonna try to come.
Oh, okay, that's
but
cool.
There's no way we're gonna be able to get a babysitter for that length of time. So.
Hey, I understand.
We're not
gonna
be able
I've got
to do
four
it.
Kids. All
but
right, Casey. It was a
April,
pleasure talking
April,
to you. Huh?
April would be perfect because that's my wedding anniversary month. So, yeah,
awesome.
We could definitely do
and
that.
And then we do Toys for Tots in December, but I'll tell you more about it later.
All right. Give me a call later, hon.
All right, girl. Talk to you later. Thank you for calling in.
Of course. Bye, guys.
Sorry I hung up on you. It was an accident. Tom got off.
Uh-huh.
It really was. Tom got off, and I hit his Hina button and
kind of like you probably meant to hang up on Chicken George on purpose.
No, I meant to do that because I didn't think he was. But, hey, Alan, we have another person that wanted to wish you a happy birthday, too.
Okay.
I really wanted to get you Michelle Noonan, but I was unable to today because I kept on using my internet. I thought that would be perfect. But here's your replacement.
Well, I don't know if you need to tell them that they're the backup person. Oh, you wasn't good enough to be number one, but since we couldn't get number one, we'll go ahead and throw you out there.
You know, the funny part about it is today's Bill Clinton's birthday, too, so, I mean.
I knew that. I got that on my Facebook, too.
I know. Michelle did it. I knew. I was waiting for your tweet today to Michelle saying, where's my birthday?
Yeah, she was like, happy birthday, Bill Clinton. And I was like.
I think she's sleeping over there.
I am not.
Uh-oh.
I was waiting for you people. So I'm the number two replacement. I am definitely not as pretty as Michelle Noonan, but I think I will do. Happy birthday, Alan.
Hey, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
What are you doing?
Listening to you people. not much. Trying just to be. I'm taking a break. What are you? Are you having a good birthday? I hope.
Actually, it was really good. I have my two babies with me, and we didn't do anything all day but play and throw toys at each other. I mean, to each other and.
I have two over here that you could take, and they can throw toys at you, and I would appreciate it.
What they like to do, I bought Alan Jr. a ball pit with those little plastic balls. Well, he flattened the pit, so we've got a whole bunch of balls, and he'll get under the fan and throw them up in the ceiling fan, and when they take off, they get going, pew, you know, Nolan Ryan in your ass, and it's funny because they'll stand there and throw them up in there, and then they'll dive in the floor so it don't hit them, because when it comes down, I've been hit by a couple of them. And they will ping you good.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Can I jump in about the feeds right now?
No.
Oh, why not?
Go ahead.
Apparently,
Is Big Brother going on still?
Apparently, I'm seeing tweets and I'm looking at the quad feed. People are saying that Enzo is about the quietest he's ever been. I am thinking Enzo is scared shitless because he told Matt he was going to vote him out. Now he's worried the position that he's put himself in. But people are saying he is unusually quiet.
That is fascinating.
He actually looked...
Is Alan still on the phone lines?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, do not go anywhere. I want you to stay on the line for me, okay?
Oh, okay.
Y'all go ahead.
By the way, Alan, I wanted to let you know I did get your gift.
Excellent.
Thank you for that.
You weren't expecting that, was you?
Since you brought it up, what do you think?
You weren't expecting that, was you, Paul?
No.
I tell
okay,
so people know. For those who follow me on Twitter know, a couple weekends ago, I went to Fort Worth to see my dad and took my two oldest boys. We went to a Fort Worth Cats game, and unbeknownst to us, the manager and first base coach was Wayne Terwilliger, and he's been – Terwilliger?
Yep.
Okay. He's been in baseball for 63 years and all the way up to the World Series winning Minnesota Twins. And when they talked about him being from Minnesota, they were giving away some limited edition posters. And every time, every ticket that you had, you get a free poster. When they said Minnesota, I figured that Paul would want one. Well, Wayne walked up in the stands after an awards ceremony. So I ran up to him and asked him to sign an autograph, and I had him sign it to Paul and autograph his name on it. Well, when I told Paul I was going to send him something, I just told him it was a poster, and I didn't tell him that it was autographed. Well, when I sent it to him, I had sent two of them, one regular one. The other one has the signature on it, and I rolled them both up, and I put them in a tube and sent them to him in the mail. So he got a autographed poster that was a limited edition from the Fort Worth Cats.
Hey, did you make him sign it to Paul from Minnesota?
Ron, Ron, you're going to want to pick 626. And Alan, I just want to say that you have done a lot in my life, and the next person calling in, happy birthday, buddy.
Okay.
Okay,
626.
Oh, hello.
Yes, Michelle. It's Michelle.
No way.
Yeah, I was gonna invite you to call in for this too, but let's Google before I had a chance to do it. It's Alan's birthday. You want to wish him happy birthday, don't you?
How's he doing?
God, that is so cool. How are you, Michelle? I'm great. That is awesome.
You having a fabulous birthday so far?
I'm having a wonderful birthday. I had my two babies today, and we played and had a good time today. And luckily, I got them in the bath early and probably already asleep. Now I got them laid down just in time to get on here at the tail end of the show. I really appreciate you calling in. That's cool.
Hey, Michelle, I need to publicly thank you for the nice posting. This is Paul for my birthday on my Facebook page, too. That was very nice of you.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
We lost Michelle.
If Michelle.
Uh-oh. She's still there.
Okay. Sorry. For being such a techie, I'm like a spaz with my iPhone. I always hit like the face. Well, my nose, actually. My big nose gets in the way.
Isn't this a new one?
No, it's the old one. I'm getting a new one, though, tomorrow.
Okay. Did you hear my thank you? That's all I can.
Sorry.
No, this is Paul. I was saying before you left, I was saying thank you for the nice comment post you left on my Facebook page for my birthday.
Oh, well, you're very, very welcome. I'm always on Facebook and trying to keep up with everyone.
Michelle, I actually want to say that you seem kind of like me. You interact with the fans, and that's what I think that this is all about. And I do see you interact a lot with the fans. And I also want to comment your last few photos that you have put up. Wow.
Yeah. You just said what everybody was thinking.
and, you know, when you talked about the secretary, wow, you can dress up as a secretary anytime you want. Woo!
People in the chat room are saying they love it, too.
That's good.
But,
well, thank you.
You're going to Vegas, right?
Oh, yeah, I'll be in Vegas. Don't you worry.
So you did not, you're not participating in the beer pong, right, this year?
I am. I don't know how happening with my team or anything, I gotta talk to Nikki. Yeah, I'm definitely.
So you're actually up for bid. So no one has bid for you yet.
I guess not.
I think Chelsea has just ended.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, one of our listeners here won Chelsea's, and they're doing them person by person. They're not doing them at once. So she'll tell you when yours is set up.
Right.
I think what it is, Cowboys and guys, what happens is she has so many people, and I know there's other people that are trying to get in. So, and we talked about maybe extending it. So I think she will get with you, Michelle.
Awesome.
But yeah,
Michelle, have you heard that you're going to play up against me and I'm going to be in a dress?
Oh, no, I did not know that. That would be distracting.
Yeah, he said that if somebody bid 500 on him, that he would wear a dress, and they came up with the 500. Matter of fact, it was Panther that won it, so she's going to be standing beside him, and I was trying to talk him into the makeup and stuff.
They cheated about the dress. They had a bunch of people donate. They had a bunch of people donate to get the 500. But if they got
still got $500 for the charity. Great charities, and I got $500.
We're not talking about that. I'm just saying Panther didn't spend. I'm just making sure that she knows that Panther didn't spend $100.
Yeah,
only.
Yeah, she spent $150 to be my partner, and I love her. She's amazing. And then everyone else pitched in to match the $150 to get me in the dress.
And dude paid $575, $550
to play with Chelsea.
Chelsea
went
$550. So, yeah. This coming Saturday, Michelle Costa is up for bid.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah, and we're I have a question for Michelle when I get a chance to, because I hear there's news from you that you've been doing stand-up comedy in L.A.
So I haven't actually gone on like stage like in a show. Like I've been like starting off like open mics and writing material and everything, but I will be on stage for the very first time at the Comedy Store on September 2nd at 8:00.
Wow.
You know, Michelle, that rocks. I'm actually, and of course Alan knows this, I actually been writing material. I think I am pulling towards the being a stand-up comedian as well, because it's so much fun. I love to make people laugh. You know how it is. And so I actually been writing my own stuff so I can actually do that. And real quick, are you going to be able to make it to Toys for Tots this year?
I'm not sure about that just because I have another show that I may be filming in the winter. So.
Wow. How cool is that?
Now, you are going to October to Virginia, right?
Dog rescue.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. No, I'm super excited about that. So many reality stars are going. Amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll
It is a huge event. I wish I was able to go to that event. However, I'm gonna do the Vegas one, and then I'm gonna do the Toys for Tots in New Hampshire. And I think I'm gonna probably be done for the year. I'm trying to more concentrate on my kids, but you know as well as me, you can get tied up in so many events through the whole year,
and you just gotta
basically pick and choose. And I heard the one in October, it's going to be a great one.
It's huge.
I think it's huge. It is, and you know, who knows if. Something happens, I may actually be there, but as of right now, I haven't confirmed for that event. But Michelle, I give you props because you are doing what I feel like is a Big Brother person, and that is going and doing charities, helping the community, and I give you props for that. So thank you.
Oh, hey, Michelle, I muted somebody because she told me to, and they wanted to say hey to you too. So, Christina, sorry, you go ahead. Say hey.
Hey, Michelle. I'm Christina.
Hey.
I help Ron on Sundays, so I just want to say hey. I was like, no, don't hang up yet.
Michelle, how does it feel to be loved?
Yeah, listen, everybody's trying to get on here and talk to you.
I know. I haven't been on the radio in a while. This is what happens.
Yeah,
no,
what's the deal?
You
just
have way talk. I can't hear you.
Oh, no, you can't hear me?
I'm trying to tease them. It's okay.
Are you trying to say I'm loud?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I cannot. My daughter was talking when I was on mute, and you guys were talking, and I told her, you have to be quiet because mommy's ears are going to explode. She was laughing. She goes, how does that happen, mommy? You know, so.
Baby girl, that's how you treat me? You say I'm loud? I guess that's a Southern thing, isn't it?
No, I love your voice. It's totally fine.
Oh, it's sexy too, isn't it?
It sure is.
So sexy.
Hey, Owen.
Hey, Christina has to take care of her boy. She's our mom in residence here. Hey, Michelle, would you please expound on your tweet from this morning?
Oh, okay.
Let me read it for those that didn't happen to see it. Yesterday,
wait, Paul, before you do that, expound. Can you dumb down the word a little bit?
I'm talking to a doctor. I figure it was okay.
Yeah,
I meant for the rest of us all. I know what it means. So I'm just telling you, Paul. Go for it.
Here's her tweet. Yesterday must have been good. Whip and angel wings in the back of my car, and 400 pictures and a crazy video of me dancing in a gnome costume.
Yes.
So, I wish I would have been a fly on the wall for all that. That would have been awesome to see.
Okay, so, yeah, so I've been pretty serious, working in my career, writing, filming, doing all that. And then finally I decided to go out after doing a bunch of photo shoots yesterday, thus, why there's angel wings in the back of my car, as well as a whip, but I didn't use the whip in the photo shoot. Just the angel wings. But I came prepared with a whole bunch of stuff. But I did that, and then I went to go see a comedy show hosted by a mutual friend of me and Joe Barber from TV8. And so I spent the night partying with Joe, and that's where the gnome costume comes in. Apparently, he got a free gnome costume off of Craigslist. This thing is pretty ridiculous. And this video is so absurd that I'm too embarrassed to post it on YouTube, but it's pretty bad.
I could just see Joe in a gnome costume.
Joe,
and when you said you partied all night, I could just see it because he is a crazy man.
Yeah, no.
He is definitely party animal.
It's like that. It's
so,
like,
Michelle, you'll have to send the video to me, and I promise I just want to laugh, and I'll delete it.
Yeah, send it to me.
So he'll have to show
it to me. I won't show nobody.
Man and everything. It's pretty ridiculous.
So did you have your devil horns along with your angel wings on at the same time?
No, that's just a walking contradiction there. I was an archangel, so I actually sold those devil horns a long time ago, but I have different ones.
So Michelle, I want to ask you, and of course I know this is bad because, you know, we're basically brother and sister, and I'm curious, this is more for the audience, but, you know, lately some of your pictures has been kind of X-rated. If Playboy ever came up to you and say, hey, will you do a centerfold, would you ever do that?
Okay, to be completely honest, I filmed something for Playboy for, like, a reality star edition of one of their shows, and it's going to be on later on in probably early winter.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Well, that's like breaking news.
It's a dating show, though. It's a little crazy.
Yeah.
You heard it first on the Rad Reality Show.
I can't wait to get it. I mean, watch it. Or see it.
Yes, so it's all good. No one's
going to
be watching.
Oh,
yeah,
the whole world will.
I think Cowboy will be watching. People... Cowboy Bill watching, he'll be, hey, Michelle, I have to play this clip for you. No way, I won't play
it.
Oh,
hell.
No, you've got to. Go ahead.
Go ahead and do it.
Okay.
If you hadn't heard it yet.
This is my favorite clip from the season. It's Cowboy's date.
What's going on out there, ladies and gentlemen?
What's up?
What's up, baby girl?
Hello, Mr. Cowboy.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Y'all got to hear me out. It sounds like y'all are having a party, so I got to tell you what I'm going through tonight. So I'm home alone, so I took myself out on a date. I bought myself a drink. I'm going to take a hot bath, and I might even take care of myself. It's a great night in the neighborhood.
One time when Cowboy decided to call me and Michelle on Monday night. But yeah, Michelle, I've been wanting you to call in, actually. I know you say you're kind of, and you haven't watched the show tonight, but have you been watching Big Brother at all? I mean,
I've been watching TiVoing it because I'm not home a lot, but yeah, I've been trying to keep up. I missed the last episode, but I've been keeping up with, like, Twitter and everything else, like, on what's going on in the feed, so I'm not out of the loop, but I haven't actually, like, sat down and watched Sunday.
So who's your favorite, if you had to say a favorite?
Right now, if either Matt or Brittany win, I'd be very happy, because I both think that they've been playing amazing games. Brittany's an awesome competitor. Matt's an awesome competitor, but they're also so cerebral, and they've been strategizing and playing the game as opposed to just sitting there, which is what most of the brigade has been doing, and they annoy me. So I want them gone, and Kathy, too. So
you
want to
be spoiled?
I want Matt's final, too.
You want to be spoiled?
No, don't spoil it.
I heard all about, like, the Diamond POV and all that stuff.
But
oh,
you don't know who was... You don't know who was evicted, and we do, and we don't want to spoil it for you if you don't want to know.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to know. I want to be surprised.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll wait.
Okay.
You will be.
Okay.
But then again, you know what? Michelle, you're a pretty smart girl, so you probably already figured it out. So, you know, for some people it was a big shock, and some people it was like, eh.
Oh, you know, speaking of, and I know, Michelle, I told you it would only be 5 minutes, but I want to bring this up because, obviously, you're in chemistry. You might not be messing with that right now. It sounds like you're doing more on acting and stuff like that, which is great. But what do you feel about Rachel?
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, I want to hear this.
About her and about her educational background, because, yes, I'll be meeting her shortly. So I don't want to say too many nasty things, but, I mean, obviously she's not at the same academic level as me because, you know, she doesn't have her PhD or anything. And the way she's behaved herself in the house, from her lack of wearing underwear to being drunk, everything else like that, I mean, if she wanted a professional career, like actually becoming a professor one day or working in the lab, she's made it pretty hard for herself to be considered seriously in the academic community. So I had a hard enough time, you know, coming back to that after I left the show, and I thought I was pretty classy. So I'm pretty sure her career in that business is done.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, Michelle, you probably want to get going, don't you?
Hey,
but,
Michelle, thank you so much for calling in for my birthday. I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
that means a lot.
I was going to actually, yeah.
You know, you do the small stuff for the fans, and that's the whole reason we keep watching is for awesome people like you.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, when she goes up for the on the block for ping pong, beer pong, everybody call in to Nikki's show and bid on her, and let's get her up to $500.
Oh,
yeah, so be so awesome. Let's raise a whole bunch of money for charity.
Well, Michelle, thank you. I'm glad Cowboy texted you and got you to call in for Alan.
I actually called her.
Oh, you called her? Oh, that's cool.
I got to hear his voice.
Yeah, baby. Can't wait to see you in Vegas. How about
me
a secretary outfit?
I can't wait to Vegas.
No, she needs to wear the one she wore to Comic-Con.
Who knows? Yeah, if you wear a dress, I might have to up the ante.
There you go.
All right, baby girl, you have a good one, and thank you so much for this favor. I owe you one.
Oh, no problem. Bye, guys.
Thanks,
have a good
Jill.
One.
Bye.
Oh,
that
no,
was amazing.
How cool was that? You can't beat
okay,
that one
guys,
up there.
I'm embarrassed by you. Come on now.
I love Michelle. Michelle was, okay, and I've said this before, Michelle was the, I think, me and Alan, and I know Alan was with me.
I knew where he was going with it.
I think we liked Michelle better than another person that was on the season last year. I'm not going to go to details, but that, I think that was our girl. Where
yeah,
some
me and Ron had, that was our crush for the show.
Yeah, I mean, and she knows it. I've told her. I even was
and
somebody
you know
asked
what?
Me.
I tell you what, when I called her, she was like, hey, you. And I was like, need a favor. She goes, what? I said, I need you to come into the show, to Ron's show, and wish my roommate a happy birthday. I was like, he just is in love with you. She goes, oh, I'd love to. I love him. He's a sweetheart. And so she just didn't think twice. I mean, you
I
know,
she
got to meet Alan in Oregon at Kale's, and she just thought Alan was a sweetheart. So just for her to call in, it was like no sweat. She was like, that is no problem whatsoever.
And as we wrap this show up, and as we wrap this part of the show, Alan, I was actually thinking the same thing. And like I said, I have her on Google Mail chat and everything, and I was about ready to do it, and my computer, Christina can vouch for it, I had issues with my internet popping in and out all afternoon, and then when I went to go to do it, she was off of her Google Mail, but I had thought about doing it too, and I knew she would do it for you too, Alan. She loves you.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's the small stuff that people like her, Michael, Michelle, I mean, I can't say enough for, you know, all the people that do stuff like that for us and then go to the events and stuff like that. There was one person that I can say that during the Rainbow Reality Reunion that I really had any cross words with. You know, there were some who were kind of wasn't in the vibe of the crowd, but everybody that you talked to was nice. They went into it, and it was awesome. I mean, you know, and people like that, you know, that's what keeps the fans coming back for more.
And
so
I know you were surprised that even Survivor Bobby Mason wrote to you.
Man, I tell you what, and I've only talked to Bobby on Facebook. But I tell you what, for him to, you know, tell me happy birthday and stuff like that too, and, you know, he's already told me, because I've never been to In-N-Out. I know that's a big deal for some people. I just can't see it yet, but everybody who's been there has told me that that's the thing to do. I know Vicky's got a whole crew of people going to one also.
Yeah, I'm part of that. You are too. You just didn't know it.
And, well, I told Bobby, I said, you know, when we get to Vegas, you have to show me that, take me down there and show me what to get. And, you know, so for people
hello,
like that.
Hello, a California girl who eats it.
Well, see, I've never had one. That's what I'm saying. I just can't comprehend it yet.
I'm just
Alan,
telling you, it's
I don't,
good.
You,
it makes you cry
yeah.
when you eat it.
Alan, did you listen to the show when the Hell's Kitchen people we had? Just recently, we had Francine and Maria on, and they said it's the best. So for
no,
two,
I missed it.
Two Hell's Kitchen people saying that too. I'm with you, Alan. I've never heard of the place, but they say it's the bomb.
Yeah,
so.
I haven't either. But Alan, I forgot to tell you that was in our plans. I just haven't told you
oh,
yet.
He knows.
But I mean. But, yeah, Vicky is hosting that for all of us, and, you know, it's going to be awesome. But speaking of, Alan, you said that the fan, or Reality Stars keeps you going back. What are you looking for the most going to Vegas?
I tell you, the autographs and stuff, that's not really my thing. I've gotten some before. I like to meet the people and talk to them one-on-one and just pick their brain a little bit about different parts of the show. I mean, I still to this day ask you questions, and you've lived with me for a year now. I mean, you know, just I think it was 2 days ago I asked you a question. I don't know. I guess I'm a BB nerd because I am so into the show, and this will be my first time to get to talk to some Survivor people too. And you
right.
know, like,
well,
and speaking because I've got some.
Speaking of Survivor, and of course, Mom was on the show tonight. My mom was on the show tonight for the first time ever. Your mom and dad, especially I think your dad. There's one Survivor person that he wants you to get autographed. Who is that and why?
My dad thinks the entire world, or did during her season of Sugar. And he told me, he said, Alan, when you go to Vegas, there's two things I want you to do for me. And I said, what's that, Dad? He said, I want you to get Sugar's autograph, and I want you to get Michelle Costa's autograph. Those are the only two things he asked for out of all the people that I'm going
to
see in Vegas.
I don't know if Sugar's going to be there in that one.
Oh, I thought she's already confirmed.
Hey, yakety yak. Don't talk back.
I know she's in Virginia, but I'm not positive about Vegas. Go ahead, Christina.
I was just saying, you guys crack me up. Listening to you and Cowboy talk all day, I would just crack me up.
Well, you know, and I was going to throw it in there earlier, you know, I think he would be an excellent, excellent stand-up comedian. You know, he would do good. Cowboy would.
Oh, I was going to say.
Because, I mean, he would do real good right off the start. He'd just have to stand up there, and they'd all start laughing at him.
Oh,
I agree.
That's wrong.
Oh.
You know I love you, buddy.
Hey, guys, it's time to wrap it down. We got 3 minutes. And I know I have to plug some stuff because, don't forget, coming up Monday, Andrew comes and visits the Rad Reality Show, and that's going to be an awesome time. Don't forget to send me your questions for Kathy. I need them now, so don't hesitate. If you wanted to ask something to Kathy, you need to send them now.
And if
I'm
going to ask all the questions, so Neener.
Yeah, I'll be Skyping. If you guys just want to pop on Skype, I'll be Skyping in about 5-10 minutes and putting them together so you can do there. I put Jeff and Jordan's autograph on. I wanted to clarify that for the people that listen to the show and the people that have been, this one person that asked me a question about Jeff and Jordan's autograph, it's at $1,000 now.
Wow.
It's up there for $1,000. I'm letting somebody that really wanted to buy it first. In a week, on Tuesday, it will go to a buy it now. It's a backwards auction. It's not a forward auction. That means I'm not starting at the lowest price. I'm starting at where I think the max would be. You know what I mean?
Right.
So people, I had a person ask me today on eBay, why is it that high? It's because I want people to, that's where I'm maxing it at. I got about 500-600 for the first shirt, so I kind of was thinking if I can get about 1,000 now and everything. So I just want to clarify that's why. It's not because, you know, and I don't think Jeff will care because Jeff understands what I'm going through, and I've talked to him about some, you know, stuff that's happening in my life. So that's what I wanted to say. So make sure you check the radrealityshow.com. Cowboy, next week we'll be together again. It's Thursday. I'm trying to get Monet to maybe be a Thursday, but it's hard for CBS. But it's hard for CBS, I think, to do the show at this time of night.
Okay.
And they have to be on the line with us. And we can only be us two on it. But I'm going to ride and see because I know Michelle's going to be gone for the next couple of weeks. Or she's going to be, we might have some.
Oh, that's right. She's going back to her home country.
Yeah, so after next week. But she's going to do Skype shows with me too.
Oh, sweet.
So, on Mondays. Alan, happy birthday.
I appreciate that. And thanks, everybody, for birthday wishes, and Heather for being the first to say it in the chat.
I said it when I first started.
Hey, Ron, can I promote mine?
Yeah, oh yeah, go fast. We only got
9 seconds. Okay, Ron, make sure you do buy Ron's stuff. He does do this for free of charge, so help him out. And if you want trophies, medals, awards, pins, class rings, go to my Facebook. Shoot me an email, Michael Cowboy Ellis Facebook, and I can give you some low rates and help you guys out. I can customize almost anything. Pins, anything you think of, I can help you out with. If you need anything, let me know. Shoot me an email.
Hey, get Alan. Alan, hey, Alan, you're still online?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there's some 9 people in the chat room. So people that are listening to the podcast, we hit the podcast. Cowboy, maybe call in Sunday in the beginning of the show, maybe even if it's for like 5 minutes, and we'll do that again.
That's cool.
Because we totally lost track of time when Michelle came on. And
hey, or, I'm dropping off the line.
Yeah, go ahead.
Happy
we're
birthday,
all going to be dropping.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So,
okay.
I know there's other stuff I needed to promote. That's why. So, it's all good. Hey, we'll talk to y'all later.
All right, everybody. Have a good one.
And
bye.
Alan, just to let you know, I was starting to wish you happy birthday before Heather did. In the chat room, but I got booted.
All right, Ron, I appreciate it. Hey, that was really cool for y'all to get Michelle. That was, like, totally awesome. That was
Cowboy's idea.
The highlight of the show.
I was actually planning on doing it myself. That's why when I told you to call in, that was something I was planning on doing, but then you said you couldn't, so, and then things happened that I'm glad you did call in and everything. Because you are a major part of the show. Been a major
part
of the show. And actually, I need to write down your phone number before I hang up. Because you're not in my new... You never called my house phone, so I can call you back. So, talk to you later.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Cowboy, you there? Love you, man.